Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're joined with Maryland Terrapins anchor of the offensive line, Phil Costas. He's making his way towards the NFL as his time at Maryland's come to a closure, and he's going to join us now. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime, Phil. Now, you know, you're obviously Maryland Terrapin. You spent your time there in Maryland. You know, talk about your experience. You know, Beard Stadium, the last time, you were there, I mean, what was that last game like?
The last game, it was a great game. We had a close loss, but, just the fans and it being senior day was a great experience and an emotional one, too.
And is there anything the fans do in particular, maybe the student section, the band, anything that kind of gets you fired up more than usual?
Yeah, I think we really have a great student section in Maryland. They always come, it's always sold out, stuff to get tickets for, and, they just really, they make signs, and it's great.
Excellent. And for the people, listening out there, Phil was the strongest man in Maryland Terrapin history in terms of, power cleaning, 455. And now your father was Mr. New Jersey in, 1980?
Yeah, he was Mr. New Jersey in 1980, and he's still a listed fanatic to this day,
So, and, excellent. And how did, so that's just a passion of yours as well?
Yeah, we started lifting my brother and I at a young age. At a young age, we always did low weight, high reps, but that really, I think helped us grow into, pretty big guys.
And there's some. It's just not about being a strong dude, too. For the scouts that they're listening out there, there's some skill set with your knees and the quick feet and being able to get under it, right?
Oh, without a doubt, that's probably the most important thing. You have to be strong, but you have to be agile and be able to move and have light feet, especially for an offensive lineman.
And so we definitely want to point that out for any scouts listening, right?
Oh, yeah. doing a lot of work up here right now in Lancaster, PA with Power Train, working out with some great guys and, doing all that stuff for the pro day.
Excellent. And I think your pro day is what, March 10th?
Yes, March 10th.
And that's kind of like your last hurrah with all your senior and junior teammates. You guys have anything special planned or is it just kind of business?
No, I'm just focused on right now, just getting out there, just performing, doing the best I can that day, and, maybe catch up with some guys when I'm there. One guy I'm real close with is Wojak on the team, the middle linebacker, so just hanging out with those guys again.
And in terms of your game, you played, guard, and then you moved to center. That's where you ended your career at Maryland. So you're versatile. It seems like you can, move yourself along the line. At that next level, have you talked with anyone, or has your agents kind of projected where they might want you?
You said I'm a center, but, I played guard, like you said, 2 years at Maryland, and I feel real comfortable at either position. I did get to play center my last year, so I think that was great to show some versatility,
Yeah, and, do you feel comfortable? I know it's a show, and, you just want to promote yourself, but, do you really feel comfortable at maybe one position more than the other?
Yeah, I do feel more comfortable at center. I like making the calls. I like being the guy, telling everybody else what to do. And, center, it's really the quarterback of the offensive line.
And, you were all academic. You were flirting with that as well while you were at Maryland, so you're a pretty bright kid too, huh?
Yeah, I finished two-time all-ACC academic, and I graduated early, started a master's program. I wasn't able to finish, but, being able to start it, that was pretty interesting.
And that was what, in criminal justice?
Yeah, I got undergrad in criminal justice, and kind of like a complete 180, I went to real estate development for my master's.
And how'd that come about?
I was always interested in real estate, and, a few of my friends on the team, they've done the same thing. They went into that field, and kind of talking to them, it intrigued my interest in doing that.
Excellent. Once again, we're speaking with Phil Costas, the Maryland Terrapins center, and he's making his way towards the NFL draft. He said he's training in Lancaster, PA. And when you're training, what's the facility you're training at?
I'm training at Power Train in Lancaster, PA with the head trainer, Steve Saunders.
Okay. And what's the focus right now of your training? Do you want to shed weight, gain weight? Where are you weighing in at as well?
I came here at about 297, 38, and it's amazing, you know, just with all the food they give us and the training that I've put on about 10 pounds, and I've, you know, trimmed down an unbelievable amount where, you know, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life after putting 10 pounds on.
Excellent. And, I mean, training with those professional-type people, I mean, do you bring anything back to your father to give him any tips?
No, I talk to him a lot, but, you know, he's pretty well educated in that area.
Excellent. And, I mean, you played in 3 bowl games prior to this last season. I mean, disappointing year, 2-10, I believe. But your time in Maryland was pretty successful. I mean, when you look back, was there anything that you kind of didn't accomplish that, you know, if you could go back, you would like to try?
I mean, definitely, you know, the AC Championship, that was always our goal. And, you know, we were there, you know, 2-3 years I was at Maryland, and we just never got to it. But that's probably the one thing.
And how about, I mean, moving forward, I ask all the guys this. I mean, if we put Phil Costas in an NFL uniform and put you out there on the field on Sundays, I mean, is there any way, you know, anyone your game's going to pattern after, or anyone you're going to remind us of?
You know, one guy I really like watching is Jeff Saturday. And, you know, he's a guy that he works hard every day, goes in there, punches the clock. And I think, you know, that's kind of mentality I take every day with working out and with practice.
And when you watch, I mean, when you're watching games, I mean, is your eye just basically keen in on the offensive side of the ball where the line is?
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody watches something different, but as a center and offensive lineman, I think most guys watch their position. I'm just watching the center of the whole game.
Excellent. And once again, Phil Costas, Maryland Turpin. Phil, I mean, going in the ACC, I mean, you've come across some pretty good, you know, defensive players. I mean, Aaron Curry comes to mind from last year. The guys that stick out for you, who are some of the guys that kind of stand out that you went up against?
Some of the best guys probably, you know, with the one D-tackle. Well, both D-tackles from Wake Forest were real good. Boo Robinson and
John Russell. Yeah, John Russell.
They were top performers.
And those guys stand out then in your mind?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Russell, he's a great athlete, and he really reminded me of, you know, Navarre, who we played with in Maryland.
Okay, and he made his, that last year was his last season, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we had him on the show last year.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I talked to him. He's one of my good friends, and talked to him a few times a week, you know, just seeing, checking up.
Yeah, and actually, I talked with one of your teammates from last season as well, Chase Bullocks, and, we were texting back and forth. I wanted to get some stuff to tease you about, and he said to ask you about you guys playing cards and him taking your money all the time.
Yeah, we used to. I think I played spades like 2-3 times in my life, and they weren't shy about teaching me how to play with money, you know.
So,
no, it was a good time.
Excellent. And your time at Maryland, I mean, obviously, you know, you said you hang out with Alex, and, you know, you kind of teach base with him. But, you know, when the helmet's not on and you're just, you know, away from football, I mean, what were some of your funner things to do on campus? Like maybe a place to grab a bite to eat, and who would you like to go with?
You know, we played a lot of video games, played Call of Duty. And, you know, the guys would hang out, like I said, Alex, Jeremy, and my brother Rick. And, you know, we were probably, that was the crew right there, us four.
And in terms of Call of Duty, I mean, you guys play as a unit?
Yeah, we, you know, I'm in Lancaster, I play with Jeremy down in Maryland, and, you know, we get on a few times a week.
Excellent. And once again, Phil Costas joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. I mean, how anxious are you to get to your pro day? I mean, do you think there's some still, you know, things that you really need to fine-tune, or would you just love to go out there right now and just get it over with?
You know, I think it's great that I have, you know, 2 more weeks to prepare and get myself better, but I am anxious to get out there. You know, I can't wait to kind of, you know, show and all the hard work that I've done here and at Maryland to let it pay off for that day and, you know, kind of turn some heads for the scouts.
And is there anything that you think you might, you know, impress the scouts with? Anything that you might surprise them by?
You know, I think the one thing will probably be after putting on 10 pounds, I think my 40 times went down, you know, and that'll be probably like right around the 5 flat. Just, you know, excited to do all the activities that day.
And have you had any contact with any NFL teams? I mean, have you spoken with anyone?
Not too much right now. You know, I'm talking with a guy from the Broncos, but just a lot of general stuff right now.
And what's that like, your first conversation with an, you know, an NFL organization? I mean, do you kind of get giddy with it?
You know, it's actually pretty relaxed. You know, they just say, be yourself and, you know, answer everything honestly. So, it's a cool experience, but, you be yourself, and I think that's the most important thing.
Excellent. And once again, Phil Kostas joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And like I said, for you guys who aren't familiar with Phil, he was the anchor of the offensive line for the Terpins this season and one of the strongest men in Terpins history. If you guys don't believe me, make sure you can check out those YouTube clips of him putting up 455. Before we let you go, Phil, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. You ready to go with that?
Yeah, sure.
The first question for you today is, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Any female celebrity, huh? Probably Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, nice choice. You know what, I think she's the first one, since January 1st, maybe 100 guys we've talked to, and that's the first Jennifer Aniston.
Is that right?
Yeah, crazy, ain't it?
Okay.
And the second down is, when's the last time you cried over a win or a loss?
Definitely, I guess, down in Clemson 2 years ago. You know, it was a fourth quarter victory. We had to run the clock out to win the game. And, it was a hot day, just sweat and blood out there. And just had nothing left in the tank at the end of the game. That's how you want to feel, especially when you get a victory like that. It just, it really is emotional.
And excellent. That's a nice answer to that, my man. And the final down here before we let Phil Kostas go, and the final down, Phil, if you could pick one or the other, the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you prefer?
Oh, man. I guess I have to go with, a male model.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank the male model, Phil Kostas, for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Hey, Phil, anytime you want to touch base, I would love to talk to you after your pro day and hear how things went. We'll be, making sure we keep track of, March 10th on our calendars because that's Maryland's pro day. And like I said, hopefully it goes well for you and, you knock them dead.
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Bill.
Yep. Thank you. And that's Phil Kostas, the Maryland Terpins anchor of the offensive line this past season. Smart, very, quick-footed kid. And he, like I said, he's going to make his way towards the NFL draft. Very busy, hectic schedule ahead of him, between workouts, pro days, NFL visits. That's all yet to come. And these guys will be following their path towards the NFL draft here on the NFL Draft Bible, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And you folks remember, if you go to www.nfldraftbible, you type in Bo VIP, there you're going to get a 50% discount off the All Access membership. Remember that annual publication, 300 pages of beautiful, beautiful draft information. It's draft time, folks. And like I said, next week, Indianapolis Combine, I'll be there bringing stuff. So make sure more NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight shows and also the NFL Combine. We will be on location bringing you live, up-to-date information from Indy. Have a great day.